This episode of the Autism Dad Podcast is brought to you by Mightier. Mightier is a biofeedback-based video game platform out of Harvard Medical and Boston Children's that utilizes video games to help kids learn to emotionally self-regulate. My son Emmett has been using it for years. Emmett, could you take a minute and just kind of tell us how you use Mightier?
Well, there's this heart rate monitor that you wear on your arm and you connect it to the tablet that comes with it or just your phone. And you play all these cool games. When you get too stressed or angry, the games get harder and harder. And so you have to calm yourself down, and the game gives you ways of doing that. Once you do that, you can just continue playing the game as normal.
So over time, it sort of helps you to recognize how you're feeling?
It's sort of like building up muscle memory. Like you repeat something over and over, and so you don't have to like think about doing it anymore. Sort of like driving.
Thanks, Emmett. If you're interested in learning more about Mightier, you can do so by visiting Mightier.com. That's M-I-G-H-T-I-E-R.com and use the discount code TheAutismDad22 to save 10%. Welcome to the Autism Dad Podcast. I'm Rob Gorski, and on this show, we talk about all things related to autism and parenting and ADHD and mom stuff and dad stuff and mental health and self-care and all those things that are important and relevant in your life that maybe you don't focus on enough or you don't know where to go to hear about. So we do that here. And today is a Friday episode where I answer a listener question, and I found this one on my support forums, and it was kind of tough to read, and it really just kind of got to me. So I wanted to bring this up and address it on today's episode. So here we go. My son was diagnosed about 5 years ago with autism, severe ADHD, and language delay. He's come a long way, but still struggles with most aspects of social interactions, especially with kids his own age. During COVID, we started homeschooling, and he likes it so much better than going to school. In public school, he had so much anxiety and really just had a horrible experience in general. Since homeschooling, I've gotten into this bad habit of telling people that he has ADHD. I do it so that other parents are hopefully more understanding if he has a meltdown or is a little bit rude. But today, my son said he wants it to be a secret, and now I feel horrible. I had the best of intentions, but now I feel like I sold out my son to make things easier for myself. I also feel like maybe he's feeling the stigma and shame that comes along with being neurodivergent in our society, which is what I wanted to prevent. I want him to be happy with who he is and how he works, and I feel like I've gone about this the wrong way. I don't want him to be treated differently, but he does have different needs. I don't know where to go from here, and I feel like a horrible mom. Okay, as I take this on today, the way that makes most sense in my head is to just address this as though I'm talking directly to the mother who posted this question in a forum. And so I'm going to just kind of handle it like that. But you can also relate to this in the sense that if you're out there feeling the same way, or you've been through the same thing, or you have experienced the same set of emotions that this mother is feeling, I'm talking directly to you as well. In this particular situation, I don't think that you're a bad mom. I mean, I think we need to make that very, very clear. You're not a horrible mom. You didn't do something out of malice. You didn't do something with the intentions of creating distress or whatever. You were trying to create an environment that was accepting and understanding of your son so that if he did exhibit behaviors that were different than what the other kids were experiencing, the parents understood what was going on, and maybe they could talk to their kids about being understanding and maybe explain to them what ADHD is and, you know, why your son was acting that way. And it promotes awareness, right? And so that's not a bad thing. I definitely think that you're being way too hard on yourself. And, you know, the fact that your son is vocalizing that he wants to keep it a secret is okay, right? And as a mother, I think that it's an indication of how comfortable your son is around you to be able to vocalize that to you and not feel like he has no voice, right? As parents, we have to be the voice of our kids until they find the voice of their own, you know? And as your son is gaining his voice, you adapt what you're doing, just like you said you were doing. You adapt your approach and you handle it differently. And feeling horrible about doing something that you felt was right in the moment, it doesn't serve a purpose. You know, you had the best of intentions and you didn't sell out your son in order to make things easier for you. I mean, I felt that way, you know, where I want people to understand something just so that if he acts a certain way, it's less embarrassing, right? I mean, we're all human. I've felt that way. I've addressed things like that before, because at the end of the day, everything that happens takes away from my pool of resources that my kids need me to have so that I can take care of them. And And sometimes it's okay. You know, just take a breath and be proud of the fact that your son vocalized his concerns, and be proud of the fact that you are responding to those concerns, and be proud of the fact that you cared enough to try and address the environment preemptively so that your son had the best experience possible, and that people had a better understanding of the drive behind his actions. Right. And I don't think that that's a bad thing. I really don't. And you know, what would concern me is why your son wants to keep it a secret. You know, if your son is ashamed of having ADHD and being autistic, then that's something that, I mean, again, he can feel however he feels, but I would not encourage him to hide it out of shame. But if he wants to hide it out of, or keep it a secret just because it's not anyone's business, or he just wants to keep it to himself, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot about me that I don't share, right? I mean, because it's just personal stuff and I don't feel like anybody needs to know. And if that's what this is for him, then that's fantastic. He can vocalize that, and you can address it and adjust your approach going forward. And that's perfectly normal. That's perfectly okay. And in my view, it speaks a lot of you as a mother. So please don't beat yourself up, you know, and encourage your son to remember that there is no shame in being autistic or having ADHD. I have ADHD. My kids are autistic, and they're the greatest humans I've ever met in my life. And there shouldn't be shame or stigma. I mean, that's what society kind of puts on us. But we have to, as parents, we have to try and help our kids to understand that just because people think a certain thing doesn't mean that it's the way that it is. And he's an amazing human who's going to do amazing things with his life. And he's come such a long way. And that's a testament to his hard work and your hard work and your determination and your love as a mother. And, you know, if anybody out there is listening to this and feeling the same way, like you've made a mistake or you've taken an approach to life with your kids that you later realize maybe wasn't the best approach, you're human, right? I mean, like we can't always know the right thing to do. There is no instruction manual for this. And, you know, raising kids without these challenges can be hard enough. This is a whole nother universe of challenge. And we do the best we can in the moment. And of course, hindsight is 20/20. And of course, at some point we're going to look back and cringe because we said or did something that we later regret because we have a better understanding of how to do things. But in my view, you are a fantastic mother and you are doing the things that you did because you love your son. That is what it is. You know, don't beat yourself up. Just learn from it. And if you're out there, and you know, the other thing too, is sharing this, you know, is going to help other parents who are traveling that same path, but maybe just not far along in the journey as you are. And by sharing as honestly as you have, you're going to help other parents to take a different approach. Or to have insights that you weren't privy to in the moment, you know? So I have a great deal of respect for your honesty and your transparency. And I want to thank you for sharing this. And again, I you are not a horrible mother. I mean, if you read the comments of other parents below, you're doing a fantastic job. Just you're learning and you're adjusting, and that's what life is all about. So please don't beat yourself up. Know that by sharing this, you've helped a lot of people. And I just wanted to make sure that you knew that. So thank you for the comment and your statement. And I really hope that this reaches you and anyone else out there who can benefit from this. You're doing great, right? No one expects perfection. Just keep being you. And none of us are perfect parents, but we are the perfect person to parent our kids. And that's sort of the motto that I live by. So take a breath, pat yourself on the back. And your kid's lucky to have you, just as you're lucky to have him. So I hope you have a great weekend. And if anybody else has any questions or concerns or anything like this, you can drop them into forums and maybe it'll be something that resonates with me and I feel like I can talk about on the show. You can find me at listen.theautismdad.com where you can interact with this podcast. You can send messages or submit show requests or topic ideas or you want to be a guest, you can submit a request to be a guest and we can have conversations about things that matter. So listen.theautismdad.com, subscribe on any one of your favorite podcast listening apps. Again, I really respect the honesty and the vulnerability and have a great weekend You're doing a great job. All of you out there, you're doing a great job. So I'll talk to you guys soon. See ya.